platform.
Blog
Health
Talk
will
Radio.
Be with Kiara. Here we go. Let's do this.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, thank you for joining me. I'm Viata, your host for the next couple of hours. This is Health and Well-Being. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in Florida. I hope wherever you are enjoying the day. That's all we have. That's all we have. Hallelujah. And we're going to do some joint rolling in just a minute. But I just want to say this is a special day for the United States of America. And we acknowledge that our government is doing some amazing things. At the same time, they're doing some insane things. But we just give thanks that we live in America and we have some freedom, at least a little, I think. We're going to talk about that, how much freedom we have and how much freedom we need and how we can come out of our mental slavery. Because just because a government makes it a holiday, there's still a lot of work to be done up here. Let's remember that. I acknowledge that our government makes some good move sometimes, but then you got to really analyze what does it mean, because this government is a little psychopathic, dropping bombs on people and pushing injections into the bodies of people where the lies are coming out about the medical people and the health experts. So let's just take a few steps back and analyze anything the government does. Don't celebrate too. You don't get out the barbecue grill too quickly just because there's a holiday, because there's still some work to be done to unravel the mental slavery. So great things happening. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have gratitude for all the good things that are happening all over the world. People are waking up and proclaiming their freedom. I think more than ever, this new legislation, the government on Juneteenth, that they just made a holiday about something that happened in 1965. We're going to talk about that on my Sunday show more. But today is all about fasting because our bodies need to do some extra work in the next few months to prepare for more BS from the government. Yeah, more BS from our government, and all over the globe, people are experiencing BS because they are not honoring the sacred temple of the Most High, which includes having a Christ consciousness. So that's what we want to talk about today, is how we can develop this Christ consciousness that will protect us from all the BS that this government has been throwing at us lately. And even though they've proclaimed a new holiday, there's still a lot of work to be done up here. Let's not be fooled, people. This government has been performing more tricks and games. That's why this is about an antichrist game that's been played on us for the last year. So let's not be fooled, because I think this whole new holiday is just maybe another distraction. That's just my opinion. But let's get wise, let's stay wise, and let's get into our joint rolling, because joint rolling really activates all the fluid in our body. We have a lymphatic system that flows like a river. We have blood that flows like a river. This body is so much like the earth, planet Earth, that is why we need to give it love and attention, because Mother Earth has been neglected in many ways. Mother Earth has been disrespected, and that's what a lot of people are doing to their bodies, disrespecting, dishonoring their body, when this is the tool we've been given to navigate on planet Earth in a vessel of the soul. This is a vessel of the soul, and I honor all you vessels of the soul this morning by leading you in some joint rolling to get this fluid flowing that helps us roll around on this earth with health and strength and a Christ consciousness. That's what we're going to talk about today, because one of the things that Christ did a lot of was fasting. And so all of you who are not familiar, who don't do fasting, I hope this show will motivate you to stop stuffing your mouth with foods and supplements and all that stuff, and occasionally, whether monthly or weekly or yearly, stop stuffing the mouth and increase your meditation in the pineal gland and take on the practices and behavior of the Messiah, who many call Jesus and who was also called Yahshua. So that's what our show is about today. It's exciting. I have so many things to share with you. I have lots of experts coming on to tell you about fasting. I'm not an expert, but I've done it for many, many, many years. Over the last 50 years, I've been fasting for a long time. I have a lifestyle of fasting every single day, and we'll talk about that as well. But let's get busy rolling these joints. This is the fun time for me, where I get to do what I'm good, really, really good at, is flex my joints, roll these joints, and show my flexibility. And that's what we all need to be doing these days, to strengthen this temple, because what they're putting on us with the news lately is going to stress and test you like never before. The big test is yet to come. The big test is yet to come. So let us do what we came to do and roll some joints. It's time for healing. This music I've been playing for a couple of years now, I think the sounds of blackness is going to lead us into time for healing every day. It doesn't end. It's time for healing, because if you watch the news, oh my goodness, if you even read the news on your phone, they are bombarding us with more fear now, more fear coming out about different viruses, variants, blah, 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 blah. More. I call it the Antichrist news now, because once we talk about what Christ is and what the Antichrist is, you understand why this is a game that's being played on people of the planet Earth. And if you're not conscious, if you're not practicing a Christ-like lifestyle, then you might be fooled. You might be fooled. We're not going to have that here. That's what health and well-being is all about. If you're not going to be fooled, you're going to be well in your mind, your body, and your spirit. So let's get busy rolling these joints. Music.
against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
Thank you.
together and then place those hands behind your neck and squeeze on that vagus nerve. Love, love on that vagus nerve. And take a deep breath as you squeeze. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Oh, loving it, loving the flow that you feel. The flow begins behind the brain stem, and that vagus nerve starts flowing all the way to your toes. Yes, it is activating energy pathways even in your toes all the way. Yes, love, 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 love. Oh, yes, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. Give yourselves a hand if you've been hanging in there with the joint rolling and now the vagus. And let's go back into the studio. Up here. Going up high. Get my chair here. All right. Thank you for joining me this morning in the studio and in the Facebook Live. We are here to talk about fasting today. One of our blog talk shows this week mentioned fasting, and I thought, whoa, we haven't talked about that in a while. And that is so, so important. And we're going to find out why, because I've got a few experts I'm going to play from YouTube University. And I've been fasting, have a fasting lifestyle. I'm doing less food, covering my mouth. I'm not eating for comfort 100% of the day. I'm eating for fuel. And so I don't usually eat till after noon because I have a habit of eating late at night. And so I do somewhat called intermittent fasting where I give my body more hours of rest from digesting everything from food to supplements, rest time. And you're going to find out why that is so important, so valuable. Because our body spends a lot of energy digesting what we put in our mouth. And then when you stop putting things in your mouth, the body heals. It takes all that energy to heal whatever needs healing. So there have been many people, mainly Christ, who has fasted for 40 days in the mountains. And for all my Christian brothers and sisters, I'm hoping and believing that you've been practicing a lifestyle of fasting. If you're a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, that should be part of your lifestyle. Why? Because Christ, the man most known as Jesus, who is actually Yeshua in Hebrew or Aramaic. Yeshua is a name I've called on the Messiah for many, many years. Once I learned about the meaning of that word, because there is a scripture in the Old Testament that says Yah is the only Savior. It says Yeshua. It says Yahuwah, the creator of heaven and earth, or God, is the only. And I saw that. I thought, whoa, what does that mean? So then when you look at the name Yeshua, it means Yah saves. Yah and Shua. Shua is salvation. So Yeshua, the name Yeshua that many call Jesus, actually means Yah is my salvation. This is so important as we are deceived and confused today about what's going to save us from the virus, the horrible virus that's been promoted all the last year. And so Yeshua means Yah is the Savior. Yah is my salvation. Like hallelujah, praise to Yah. And that's my lifestyle, is I'm more into consciously being Yeshua. Yeshua is, Yah is my salvation. Yah is the Savior. So what does Yah mean? Yah is Yod Heh Vav Heh. That's the four elements of the universe, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and hydrogen. So when you have all that knowledge swimming around you, and this has been many, many years of studying to get to this point of knowing who Yahuwah is, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, is all the elements in the universe. So you look outside and you say, oh, that bird is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Oh, that tree is your, because carbon oxygen, hydrogen, and all of the oxygen, all the elements in the universe are made out of those four, all the things in the universe are made out of those four chemical elements. The sun, if you don't know, is mostly hydrogen, 99 point something hydrogen. All that hot air up there is hydrogen. Our body, every part of our body is either oxygen, carbon, hydrogen. All of those major elements are in the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. So when you put it all together, being Jesus means being conscious. So that's what we're talking about today. Being conscious, having the Christ consciousness, if you will. Many believers are now at that level where they talk about having Christ consciousness, not just looking, we're not just wearing the crucifix. I've had many friends who wear a crucifix around, and I mean not just the cross, but the crucifix with the little man hanging on the cross. And they wear it, and they're alcoholics, and they're drug addicts, and they're all these things, but they're wearing the crucifix. So it's really time for us to be more Christ consciousness. That's what we're talking about today. And what did Christ do in the Bible? The Bible, to me, is a lot of metaphors, allegories, and symbolism. And we can live the B-I-B-L-A, basic instructions, before leaving Earth. Before our soul leaves this vessel, we can be Christ. We can be conscious. And that just means we take on the behavior of the man who's written about in the scriptures, Yeshua, or as many call Jesus. It's not like we're blasphemous. I wrote a comment in a Facebook spread or a comment or a Facebook post. And I said, we're going to talk about being Christ or being Jesus on the show on Friday. And they go, oh, I can't do that. Jesus was the master. Jesus was the this, the that, the that. Well, if you study the Bible, Christ did not say we were supposed to have a religion after his name. That's clear in the Bible. But we've taken on this task of being Christians and practicing Christianity. But I want to suggest today, if you're going to survive the BS that's coming our way this year with more variants and more flu this and flu that, then you better be the person you're talking about, because consciousness is where it's at. So I'm going to start right away with the news headlines, and that you'll understand why we have to be Christ, not just wear a little cross around our neck. This news came out just this week, and it got my attention. Because this is going to be the game. This is a continuation of the game that's being played on the human population, okay? This is a big game. And we talked about this on my Sunday show, Soul Purpose Healing. So you should tune in on Sunday to get the real meat of the game that's being played, because we've got some amazing callers that call in that talk about the game that's being played on us. So here's the new game, I call it the new Antichrist game, because the news does not promote health consciousness. The news does not promote higher consciousness, meaning awareness of who is in the vessel. That's a soul that's on a journey. We're on this journey in the vessel of the soul to evolve and to grow. So here's a headline that we all need to be aware of, because this is part of the game. And it's an Antichrist game, because they don't mention anything about health and nutrition and building this temple to resist the game that's being played. So this headline says respiratory syncytial virus cases up across the southern U.S., CDC warns. There you go. Fear-mongering in the headline already. This is how the game is played. So we want to just be aware of the game today. And then we're going to bring you the solution, because that's what we do on the Female Solution. We talk about the problem for a little bit and the activity that's going on around us. But then we want to bring you a solution that will raise your consciousness and help you be more Christ-like and raise Christ consciousness in you. Because that energy, is just what stimulates our body. That energy is what protects our body. And that energy is what heals our body. So respiratory syncytial virus, they're calling it RSV. So you're going to see that a lot because it's spreading across the southern United States. Funny thing is Florida is getting this RSV. RSV is coming to Florida. Why? Because Florida is in freedom mode. Our governor said we ain't putting up with this bullshit anymore. Oops, excuse me. And now they're attacking Florida with the news. Watch out. There's RSV virus coming to Florida. And they're saying this is unusual. They don't understand. But they are saying it's probably because those Floridians down there are just too free. And we better put a virus in the news to scare us. Woo, boogeyman coming. So here's the, I'm going to read a little bit about of the article to you so we can build up our defense of this game that they're playing on us, because viruses are part of our microbiome community that's already in our gut. Viruses are all around us, all over the place. Animals are flying around like with freedom, real freedom out there with birds and bees and animals and squirrels and all that. They're full of viruses and bacteria, but the news likes to scare humans about viruses. So this article is saying it's an unusual time of year to for RSV to be on the rise, scaring you already. Our respiratory syncytial virus is spreading across parts of the southern United States during an unusual time of year, the Centers for Disease Control and prevention warned last week. It's a warning, people. There's a new Wait a minute. This sounds so familiar. Did we not just go through 12 months of this warning of a virus? Here it comes again, only it's not the corona this time. It's not COVID. It's the RSV. So on June 10th, the CDC issued a health advisory alerting healthcare providers and caregivers about an unreasonable rise of cases of RSV, a common flu-like respiratory illness that is usually mild but can cause serious sickness in vulnerable populations, including babies, young kids, older adults who have chronic medical conditions. And according to the advisory, babies and toddlers may be at particularly high risk for severe illness as we continue to emerge from the pandemic. RSV usually peaks during cold and flu season, but we didn't see the pattern for this year. Cases dropped off sharply in April 20 and stayed low through this fall and winter, according to the CDC. RSV mostly spreads via respiratory droplets from coughing or sneezing and direct contact with a contaminated surface. Really? Okay, so the unusually low infection rates are probably thanks to public health measures taken during the pandemic. Washing those hands, getting rid of all the microbes that could help you get rid of the virus, okay? Like wearing masks, social distancing, avoiding indoor crowds, and increased hand washing. Then in March 2020, around the time that many states began listing COVID, this is key. This is the Antichrist health news. Around the time that many states began lifting COVID restrictions, we started to see an uptick in lab-confirmed cases of RSV. So this article is saying because people are exercising their freedom, there's another virus there that's going to make you sick. Can we pause for a minute and take in a deep breath on that one? This is what I call Antichrist news, because it goes on and on. According to the advisory, data show that parts of Australia saw a similarly unseasonal rise of RSV in late 2020 and South Africa in early 2021, although the virus hasn't reached typical peak levels in most places. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, that's just one article that I'm going to share with you this morning that I call the Antichrist health game that's being played on us. So what do we do when we see articles like that that are all about fear and a new virus coming in that's going to kill you or make you sick? What should be our response? not an injection in your body, in my opinion. But here we go. We educate ourselves. We do some research. What in the hell is a RSV? Because they're not telling you the whole truth about this. The Antichrist health game is about putting a little bit of information out there to put you in fear mode and then not telling you anything you can do about it, like building your immune system. How about oregano oil? Oregano oil should be in everybody's medicine cabinet at this point. If you have any concerns about viruses or bacteria, my suggestion of over 30 years in the healthcare business or in the holistic health field is oregano oil is my number one go-to during flu season. Oregano oil kills parasites, kills everything that could possibly interfere with your breathing. And if you have, if you start taking it early enough, putting it under your tongue, I have had taken up to like 12 drops under my tongue when I felt any kind of discomfort in my throat or whatever. So that's like number one. When you hear that kind of Antichrist health game news, we go to YouTube and we educate ourselves and we put it, we get oregano oil if we start feeling any symptoms in our body, oregano oil, golden seal, echinacea, all of these are tools that we can use right off the shelves of health food stores that don't cost a fortune. You don't have to have health insurance. Just get that in your body and fasting. And we're going to get into fast, why fasting is important. But let me just play a little bitty clip about what is RSV. This is not something new, but there it's new in the news because they want to promote fear. So everybody run and get those injections that are sitting in the refrigerator left over because people got wise. So let's go to what is RSV. We need to educate ourselves so they don't scare you anymore. The news is always scary. That's what they do. They want to have more people reading the news, listening to the news, and scare you. Fear, 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 because fear causes stress. And stress is like the number one cause of disease these days. So here's a little bit of information about what RSV is, because you're going to be seeing it. That's their new scare tactic, new fear title. RSV is in the air. RSV is here to kill you. RSV is going to make you sick. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Get your Christ consciousness crown on. I've got my Kente crown on this morning in honor of Juneteenth. I'm wearing my Kente crown. So let's get our crown on, whatever it is. Get it on and listen to some information and then go about your day expressing joy and sharing love and doing what we're here to do as vessels, a soul in the vessel. Here we go. A respiratory, what is RSV? Let's get some knowledge on this.
Bronchial refers to the small airways of the lungs, and itis means inflammation. So bronchiolitis is inflammation of the small airways in the lungs. It most often is caused by infection from the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV.
RSV.
It mostly affects young children, causing illness in nearly every child at some point in their life. The name respiratory syncytial virus comes from the virus causing cells lining the respiratory tract to merge, forming a large multinucleated cell called a syncytia. Respiratory syncytial virus is part of the pneumoviridae family, and it's transmitted when an infected person sneezes or coughs and spreads thousands of droplets containing the virus into the surrounding area, up to about 2 meters or 6 feet away. These droplets can then land in the mouths or noses of people nearby or get inhaled into the lungs. The virus can also survive on surfaces for a few hours, so it's possible to get the virus by touching a surface like a contaminated doorknob and then touching your own eyes, nose, or mouth. Upon entering the body, the virus encounters the epithelial cell lining of the nasopharynx, which is the part of your throat nearest your nose. It creates some local damage and then works its way down the respiratory tree, kind of like a secret agent rappelling down a rope of mucus. It goes down past the trachea and main bronchi and eventually reaches the bronchioles, its primary target. Respiratory syncytial virus is an enveloped virus with a linear negative sense strand of RNA, which means that once the virus enters its RNA into a respiratory epithelial cell, that strand has to get converted into a complementary sense strand in order to get translated. The cell is forced to use its energy and organelles to make viral proteins, basically turning it into a virus factory. The new viruses invade neighboring cells, creating multinucleated syncytia out of some while destroying others. The cellular destruction attracts nearby immune cells, like the natural killer cells, whose job it is to kill the virus-infected cells. Immune cells release various chemokines, which create an inflammatory reaction that makes epithelial cells secrete more mucus and makes the blood vessels in the walls of the airways more leaky. More immune cells and more fluid enters the damaged areas, creating inflammation and swelling. The extra fluid in the walls of the airway make the walls thicker and narrows the airway. Children typically have narrower airways than adults to begin with, so this additional narrowing of the airways affects them the most and largely explains why they disproportionately suffer from bronchiolitis. In addition, dead cells and mucus slide into the airways, forming mucus plugs, which can trap air behind the plug. Over time, trapped air slowly diffuses into the bloodstream and tiny airways collapse, a process called atelectasis. Sometimes the mucus plugs end up acting like one-way valves, allowing air to enter but not to escape the bronchioles. In other words, air keeps going in with each inhalation until the lungs are really inflated, but the air can't escape during exhalation. This is called air trapping. Both atelectasis and air trapping can sometimes be seen in different regions of the lungs at the same time, like in this chest x-ray. Atelectasis and air trapping both reduce the lung's ability to bring in oxygen and get rid of carbon dioxide. Over time, a serious RSV infection can lead to hypoxemia, which is a decreased oxygen content in the blood. Although the main cause of bronchiolitis is respiratory syncytial virus, it can be caused by other viruses like adenovirus, human bocavirus, and human metapneumovirus. It can also be caused by other pathogens or viruses, like the bacteria Mycoplasma pneumoniae. Sometimes a severe bout of bronchiolitis may be due to more than one of these invaders attacking at the same time.
So, I just wanted to play that. We got to go to a break, sorry. I wanted to play that for you to have respect for this system that works perfectly inside of us. But this system is also there to help us survive whatever comes along. My theory is this RSV showing up at an unusual time is it may have something to do with all the injections people have gotten, so-called corona vaccine. It could have something to do with that. That's just my own theory. Why is this showing up all of a sudden? But the key thing is, how do you protect yourself? How do you defend yourself? How do you cause this system to not even activate when you do have any type of virus that enters your nose or your mouth or your hands? How do we overcome the system that works in our body perfectly when there's an invader of any kind, whether it's allergies or whatever? And my suggestion is fasting is one of the many ways that is very effective, that has proven to be very effective, and that still works. So that maybe you might want to consider fasting. And we're going to play some audio instructions on fasting, why it's good, what it does, so that you can begin to think about that as one of your healthcare tools. It's wonderful that we have all these tools and machineries and gadgets that we can use to bring balance to this body. But my experience is your emotions, number one, are what get you off balance physically, mentally, whatever. And then your choices of what you're putting in this body, that may be second, but there's all kinds of levels to being healthy and having well-being. And that's what I'm here to share, my experience at 66 years old. I'm at the healthiest I've ever been because I'm putting all that I've learned over the past 30 years into practice. And what works for me is fasting and less food, less supplements, and more moving. So So let us go to our commercials. I'm a little behind on the commercials. Got to go to the commercials, and then we'll be back after these messages with how do you do fasting? What do you do? Why do you do fasting? Fasting is key to overcome the BS that's going to be coming our way all year because these the government and the medical system and all that, they have a plan. It's called the Antichrist Health Game is what I'm calling it at this point. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Thank you for joining me. If you have a comment or question, please press 1 in the studio. And if you're at Facebook Live, you have a comment or question, call in 515-605-9325. I love to hear from my Facebook friends and what you're thinking, what you're doing to strengthen this temple because we got a lot of BS coming in the pipeline this year. They ain't finished with you. Okay, so here's the next news item that I need to cover before we go into why you need to fast. Because there's a reason why you need to fast that's about death or life. It has to do with life and death. Why fasting has become so important and being Christ, being Jesus, being Yahshua is very important because there's a lot of higher frequency in being a Messiah and taking on an anointing and having Christ consciousness. That is a high frequency. And this journey we're on with these psychopathic government officials, high health people, is all about overcoming their low frequency of fear and doubt and confusion and shame and guilt. So we're here to promote high frequency Christ consciousness, being Christ, which number one is fasting. Fasting. Christ went into the mountains in the Bible, mountain time, 40 days in the mountains, in the wilderness. He wasn't in there eating hamburgers and french fries like the New York mayor. Oh, my goodness, what stupidity, what ignorance. Great role that he's playing, Blasio, whatever, offering french fries and hamburgers if you get the jab or the injection. The wonderful role he's playing of ignorance and stupidity. I wonder who's following him. I certainly wouldn't be. But when you offer French fries and hamburgers during a time of pandemic and plandemic, you're a fool. So we got a lot of fools out there running governments and cities. So just recognize them for who they are and move on to the Christ consciousness, high frequency, because that low frequency of stupidity, ignorance, and comic is crazy. So here's another low frequency Antichrist news headline. The CDC is to convene emergency meeting on 228 reports of heart inflammation after COVID vaccine in people under 30. They're going after our children now. So we got to be high frequency for the battle now that's coming. They're coming after our children. They want to put these injections in five-year-olds. That's Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. All of these corrupt pharmaceutical companies are targeting our children now. Sterilization is in those needles. Immune system problems is in those needles. Do your homework. But this is now why the CDC is holding an emergency meeting, because the side effects are now heart inflammation in people under 30. So some people say, well, that's to be expected. You know, there's so many people died last year of this pandemic. And then they say, well, we didn't have a flu. Yeah, we had a flu season last year. They called it COVID. So now this year, this month, this week, the Center for Disease, CDC, announced it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th, that's today, to discuss higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccine, CBS News reported. According to the CDC, a total of 475 cases of myocarditis, of pericarditis, were recorded in patients 30 and younger. This just really infuriates me, and then I have to take a deep breath and realize it's all part of the health game, the health antichrist game that they're playing to wake us up. This is all about waking us up. When the children are damaged like they have been for many years now with vaccines, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of mothers and parents who have seen their children suffer after being injected with, quote, vaccines. This animal that they're doing now, these mRNA, is a whole different animal. We're already seeing 475 cases. And in case you didn't know, when the swine flu vaccine came out, they had 475 deaths, and they stopped the whole program. We are over 4,000 deaths from this program, and nobody's putting a halt on it. All we're doing is announcing that there's a new holiday in the government. So that's why we're having this show. Time for to be Jesus. Forget about asking Jesus to help you. It's time for you to be him. Be that Christ consciousness now. Help is already here. We have help everywhere in nature. Help is here. It's here. And now it's time for you to put your crown on. Be Christ consciousness. I got my Kente cloth crown on to symbolize my Christ consciousness today. Even though Juneteenth has become a national holiday, I'm going to just continue to promote the Christ consciousness that we need in this planet. So we're going to play now my first educational on fasting, because Christ consciousness is fasting. Christ was not eating a lot. He was moving, healing. That's our Christ consciousness. We go about healing, talking, sharing love, crucifying this flesh. That's Christ consciousness, crucify this flesh. I don't need a donut. And then after my injection, no. I need some green juice today, or I need an apple, or I need a pear, or I need to not eat anything for a while because I've been comforting my body. I've been comforting with donuts and hamburgers and French fries and all the other things that we put in our mouth. I've been using food as comfort instead of fuel. Now it's time to pause. People are dying. They're going after our children. There's a new variant coming. The Delta variant is here, and it's not going to stop people. That's the agenda. And so we've got to raise the consciousness, put on our crown of glory, our crown of Christ, and move forward in this journey of raising our frequency. That is what will help us overcome anything when we have a higher frequency. So what is fasting? Why do we need to fast? Let's listen to Dr. Berg. I love Dr. Berg. That's a short one, and then we have a call. I thought we had a caller in the studio. Okay, so we'll keep going. Dr. Berg is one of my favorite professionals. Dr. Berg talks about fasting. Why do we need to fast? Here we go, starting the first audio of fasting.
Let's talk about the amazing effects of fasting on your immune system. The benefits are amazing, especially if you could do a 72-hour fast. Now, with most people, you have to work up to it. But even if you could do a 48-hour fast, that's going to be huge. But definitely work up to a 72-hour fast and do that periodically, maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months. But the benefits of fasting for 72 hours have more to do with literally growing a new immune system. Here's some benefits. Number one, it'll boost your white blood cells. But that includes the macrophages and the neutrophils, which are phagocytes. So they clean up debris. They also kill off viruses and bacteria using different chemicals. And they basically go around and eat different pathogens. And then we have the enhancement of the T cells, but especially the T regulatory cell. Another name for the T reg cell is the T suppressor cell, because it suppresses an overactive immune system. As in a cytokine storm, as in a situation where we have way too much inflammation that's causing a lot of collateral damage. So fasting strongly suppresses inflammation. So there are these things called cytokines, and they're signaling communications between the white blood cells that have a lot to do with inflammation. So fasting helps support those cytokines that reduce inflammation. And then they also support the B cells, and that has a lot to do with creating antibodies and developing memory from an infection that you had, so you're ready and prepared for the next infection. Also, fasting will help enhance the weapons from the white blood cells, so that way they can fight stronger, because there's nothing worse than sending out an army without their weaponry. So if you want to enhance your immune system, you definitely want to start doing periodic prolonged fasting. Now, it also decreases something called PKA. I'm not going to get into the woods with what that compound is. All you need to know is that this compound needs to be inactivated for the stem cells to be activated. And stem cells are the things that are recruited from various parts of your body, especially the bone marrow, to start to build a new immune system. And last but not least, fasting kills old and damaged white blood cells through a mechanism called autophagy. So when you fast, you turn on this mechanism, and it goes after all the white blood cells that are inefficient, that aren't working, that are taking up space, and it actually cleans all those up so you can create space for the new white blood cells. Now, for more information on how to do a fast, check out this video right here.
All right, so if you want more information from Dr. Berg about how to do a fast, you can go to YouTube and Google Dr. Berg and fasting. Now, I wanted to bring in more than one voice on this topic, because there's a lack of knowledge on the topic of fasting. But I've been in this for over 30 years, so it's not something new to me, but I want everyone else to know the value of fasting in times like this, of stress and antichrist health game that's being played on us, that you're not going to get any news from, you're not going to get any valuable information from the news media about how to take care of this vessel of the soul and eliminate the RSV system response. Because if you just joined us, I played the audio about what is RSV, this respiratory virus that they're now promoting to create fear. And what does it do? Well, you get viruses in the nose and the mouth. It's just like what happened last year. The same story is being played in the news that there's a virus floating around that could get in your nose and get in your mouth, make your trachea, and your whole system will react. Oregano oil, number one supplement for me to totally stop that whole system from reacting and going into your lungs and all that. Oregano oil, the first sign of a sore throat, irritated nose, you've been around sick people, whatever. Oregano oil, O-R-E-G-A-N-O. Get it in your cabinet today because the flu season, you'll be too busy going around in circles because of the fear-mongering. But oregano oil and just fasting, as you heard him, fasting improves your immune system. When you stop putting food in your body and other things in your body, all that energy that's used to digest your food and all the other stuff we put in our mouth, it goes to healing the body, increasing red blood cells, white blood cells. All of that goes because of Christ consciousness. When we are being Christ, we're fasting. We're going around sharing love to all our brothers and sisters. We're going around healing. That's what the man did. That's what that Christ figure represents. Yahushua is, Yah is my salvation. That means all of nature is there to heal us. Christ consciousness, being Christ is about being in nature, going into the mountains. So let's hear from another expert on fasting because this is so important as we go into the summer months. Summer is a good time to fast. You don't have that cold weather telling you need some soup or you need some food or something hot. Summer, let's do some fasting this summer. Summer's here, actually. It's June. Oh, it's almost July. So let's do some fasting. Let's start thinking about what can I eliminate from my diet. And here's the next one, Jason Fung. I love this guy. Jason Fung, water fasting. Water fasting. Some of us are just not even getting enough water in our regular diet. So let's listen to some information about water fasting.
Dr. Klepper, you're one of the very, very few people that has expertise on water fasting. Is this something that the general public should know about and should be utilizing on a regular basis, or is this just for special cases?
I work at the True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California, about an hour north of San Francisco. And the basis, the foundation of our health improvement program is a whole food plant-based diet, and that is the definitive treatment for the vast majority of people's diseases that they bring in if they've been eating a Western diet. That said, it has become very clear that when the body embarks upon a water fast, amazing changes happen in the body. First of all, as I make these numbers known here, people don't have to panic in that. By day three on a water fast, as you start metabolizing fat tissues and these molecules called ketones come into the body, into the bloodstream, they suppress hunger. By day three or four, hunger's gone. These people are not hungry. And there's the energy that's used to digest your food, usually, on a fast is freed up, and they feel light and energetic. And it's counterintuitive. You think you're going to be weak and tired and hungry and whimpering on the bed. And the opposite is true. They're not hungry. They feel light and energetic. They stop me in the courtyard. Doc, I haven't felt this good in years. I haven't eaten in 3 weeks, but I feel wonderful. And so when I say that we do long fasts there, the usual is 10 days, 2 weeks. But three, four, up to 40 days is as long a fast as we will supervise. During this time, we are now learning that the body shifts into a remarkable gear. It realizes that energy is at a premium, and it will not waste energy driving inflammatory reactions, and so we see sore rheumatoid joints cool off. We see asthma clear. We see migraine headaches go away. And molecules called sirtuins are produced in the cells that have a profound anti-cancer property. We see breast cancers and malignancies stop growing. It's a remarkable state. And For that reason, we often recommend water fasting to get the person a leg up or a head start, a jump start into controlling these the runaway high blood pressure, diabetes. And if there was a pill that lowered high blood pressure, cleared out insulin receptors so diabetes goes away, cooled off inflamed joints, cleared out migraine headaches, asthma, cooled off inflammatory bowel disease, we'd be trillionaires. But a water fast will do this. That said, I make it very clear to my fasting patients and my lectures to the patients who are attending that you can do a 40-day fast. It's a blip on the screen in your life. What matters is what you eat after the fast, because you get all these wonderful improvements, but if they fall back into chicken and cheese and olive oil swamps, then all the symptoms come back within days. The blood pressure goes back up, the weight comes back, the asthma comes back. And we make it very clear that a water fast is a stepping off place to a whole food plant-based diet, which will keep these beneficial changes happening. So there's a little magic in a water fast, but also there's nothing magic about the water fast. It's the food that you run through your body day after day, week after week, month after month that makes the difference. So with that understanding, yes, a fasting program can certainly be beneficial. Can people do this at home? And I have on my website, drklapper.com, I have my video on fasting. And if you want to learn more about the realities, ins and outs of water fasting, go to drklapper.com, all spelled out, and you'll see my webinar on fasting. That said, anyone who is completely healthy, you're not on any medications, you're not seeing a doctor for any diagnosed disease, anyone can do 72, a three-day water fast at home. And I have patients who will, from Friday to Monday, just drink water. It's like taking your cells to the car wash, and day after day you're running clean water through your cells, and you wind up light and clean. It's a lovely reset. We're now learning the power of intermittent fasting, where patients will either do a fast one day a week, and even that is beneficial, or to do a daily fast from when they get up to just drink water till noon and continue your nighttime fast for another 4 or 5 hours until noontime before you start your whole food plant-based diet. And this has benefits as well. So it's an exciting new scientific frontier on an ancient therapy, but it turns out there's a powerful scientific validity behind it. It's something to consider, but again, it's a stepping off place to a whole food plant-based diet that really has the real magic to affect long-term improvements and cures in these diseases. But yes, it has a tool worth learning about. Again, go to my website, drklapper.com, and watch my fasting video, and you'll learn more about it.
Okay, so we've had two experts tell us about fasting. I have one more after the break, Jason Fung. He's really good. Jason Fung is one of the popular fasting gurus. But we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and tell you why when water fasting won't work. I had a life-changing experience with my sister where water fasting did not work in her situation, and I'll tell you what that means and how you can grow from that and learn from that and still do water fasting if you pay attention to this one important area. And we'll be right back after the break.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Florida. And if you have a comment or a question, press 1 if you're in the studio. And please, if you're in Facebook, you can write a comment. I'm checking my phone, see if there are any comments, Facebook Live. Otherwise, call in 515-605-9325. We are talking about fasting this morning because there are a lot of people out there who think that they're going to overcome this Antichrist health game that's being played on us called the plandemic. And then all the injections people are taking, they're thinking that their savior has arrived with these injections. And my spirit told me, be Jesus. That's what I heard all week long as I listened to shows and listened to the news and all the deception that's out there. It said, be Jesus. I'm like, what? Be Jesus? Yeah, okay, be Jesus. That really translates to higher consciousness. Bring the energy up, the frequency up. Let us be more like the Christ that we've read about in the Bible by fasting, number one, today. We're going to maybe do a series on what it means to be Jesus and or be Yahshua. Yahshua means Yah is my salvation. That means nature. Basically, it means nature is my salvation. That's what it means. Yahshua translates from the Hebrew Aramaic to Yahuwah Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen. All of those four elements are what makes up everything on planet Earth and in the universe. Those are the major chemical elements. Yahuwah, Yah saves, Yahushua, or Jesus, being Jesus. The cross with the crucifix is cute, nice little piece of jewelry, but it's time to be that person on the come off the cross and be consciousness, raise your frequency, raise your energy. That is what may save you from the the slaughter of fear that's headed our way. And so my last news article, I think I have one more article I wanted to bring to your attention. We talked about the emergency meeting that's going on because people's hearts are inflamed from taking these injections. And we mentioned, the one more article why we need to be Christ and raise our frequency is because the vaccination rates and cases are up. States, they're trying to, this is the Antichrist health game they're playing. States with higher vaccination rates now have markedly fewer coronavirus cases as infections are dropping in places where most residents have been immunized and are rising in many places where people have not, a Washington Post analysis has found. States with lower vaccinations also have significantly higher hospitalization rates, the Post found. Poorly vaccinated communities have not been reporting catastrophic conditions. Instead, they're usually seeing new infections holding steady or increasing without overwhelming local hospitals. As recently as 10 days ago, vaccination rates did not predict a difference in coronavirus cases, but immunization rates have diverged and case counts in the highly vaccinated states are dropping quickly. Vaccinations is not always even within each state, and the Post found the connection between vaccine shots and coronavirus cases at the local level, comparing more than 100 counties with low vaccination rates, fewer than 20% of residents, and more than 700 with high vaccination rates. Counties with high vaccination rates had low coronavirus rates that are going down. In counties where few people are vaccinated, not only are there higher case rates, but the number of cases there is also growing immensely. There's the boogeyman game we're playing now. Good boogeyman statistics. So be aware. I don't think this is going to end anytime soon because they've got a lot of injections stored away that they haven't been used. And from what I understand, only 46% of the U.S. population has been injected. Woo-hoo! All you 54%, hang in there, stand strong, don't give in, don't give in. No matter how many donuts they throw at you, no matter how many cheeseburgers and fries they throw at you, and all the other little gifts that are being thrown out there, don't give in, don't give in. Because what I just read, inflammation in the heart is happening in 30-year-old young adults. Game, this is the Antichrist health game. And no talk about fasting. That's why I'm here. Fasting is the key. Not an injection, but fasting will improve your immune system. Now, I want to just share real quick how when fasting doesn't work. I had a sister, an older sister in 2002 who had an only child who was hit by a car and died that evening. I can still remember the telephone call I received when my sister said her daughter was in the emergency room. She had been hit by a car. And then they called her from the phone, and she observed her 14-year-old only child have a cardiac arrest and die. Ooh, stress, stress, stress for the whole family. So my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer a year and a half later, I think it was, after that incident. And she came to live with me in my house in Florida. She moved. She worked for a whole year in her teaching job, severely depressed for a whole year in her teaching job after that death of her only child. And then she decided she wanted to leave Chicago. This all happened in Chicago, Hyde Park area, because she didn't want to be in that environment anymore where all that drama happened and tragedy happened. So she came to live with me for 9 months in my house. My husband invited her in. My children invited. We all lived in the same house. We had four bedrooms. She had a bedroom. And I observed my sister, even though we did water fasting, we did juicing, we did everything I had learned for 10 years in a health food store environment, herbs, fasting, water fasting. I think she did maybe a 20-day water fast only water fasting. But I observed, and this was the life-changing experience for me, I observed three primary emotions that just caused her breast cancer to keep growing and keep spreading, and that was grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. The emotions, the mental memories of that child and the events around that child and all that, she could not let go. She was attached securely to her grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. And that's what drove that cancer. That's what drove those cells in her body to keep growing. The energy of grief, unforgiveness, and guilt will override anything you do in the way of nutrition or fasting. Now, the other emotions that will do the same are shame. I'm looking at my map of consciousness. This red zone here is what will drive cancer and any other disease, no matter what type of fasting you're doing, nutrition, whatever, in my experience, and I've seen that with other clients as well. The shame, the guilt, the fear, the apathy, the hopelessness, the despair, the blame, the regret, the humiliation, and the anger, and all those will override any good you try and do with water fasting. So we're just making a clarification here that we're talking about fasting as a very helpful tool, beneficial tool to improve your health, improve your immune system. But if you're holding on to low frequency emotions like grief, unforgiveness, guilt, shame, hatred, anger, fear, that's why so many people are sick from this. So the virus didn't do anything. It's your emotions of fear and stress that cause the body to reduce its frequency and energy levels so that anything coming on, whether it's a COVID virus, a Delta variant virus, RSV virus, whatever virus, if you're floating around, walking around in this vessel of the soul, carrying all those low frequency emotions, guess what? Your body's going to go into a cytokine storm. That's what they call it, cytokine storm. A lot of people last year were in cytokine storm. I'm going to suggest their frequencies were so low that that virus, anything will take over. Any variants, all the new things they're bringing out right now, just remember, they're not going to harm you if you're at a high frequency of Christ consciousness, fasting, love, compassion, forgiveness, peace, joy, acceptance. All of those high frequency will just destroy those viruses, push those viruses right out of your rectum. That's where they have now poop therapies. They take the poop of healthy individuals and they use that as a therapy to heal other people. That's a reality. Google it, poop therapy. Might be called something else, shit therapy or something. But they use the microbes in people's poop to heal, because depending on the state of your poop that has gotten into your colon, those microbes will heal your body. The viruses in that microbe. And then when your brain, your higher consciousness, your Christ consciousness is activated, guess what? There is a vagus nerve that we talk about that sends a message from your brain all the way to your colon that says, activate the army. There's a virus in the house. There's a virus in the house. There's a virus in the house. We ought to have a song. There's a virus in the house. There's a virus in the house. Woo! And the brain gets activated because you're in Christ consciousness mode, okay? High frequency, love, 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 peace, joy. No grief, no unforgiveness, no fear. The media is going to try and attack you with the fear. The government's going to bring in the fear. You know, oh, there's a virus in the house. There's a virus in the house. Christ consciousness, activate. Get animated. You got to get animated now because this is serious business. Inflammation of the heart taking place. Serious business. Activate Christ consciousness. Fasting. Oh, got to do a fast. And then what happens? This is something you can Google. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. That brain, through the vagus nerve, sends a message to your colon, where all those trillions of army microbes are working. And it sends a message that there's a virus in the house. Oh, okay. How about we send lactobacillus up there to get that virus under control and poop him right out of here. Yay! The army goes, yeah, let's do it. But if you got a weak army, forget it. That virus is going to take over your body. Your army's too weak. Your brain's not in high frequency. Your colon is full of garbage, toxins, because you haven't fasted. You got a colon full of all kinds of supplements even, and all kinds of food, processed food. All of that is hanging around in your gut instead of your microbes, which you should be feeding with probiotics, prebiotics, fiber, fasting. When you fast, the microbes go, yay, let's get an army together. Let's go. Let's rebuild this body now. Fasting has occurred. So we've got one more. Let's see. We got time. One more audio on fasting, the benefits of it. Now that I've given you a disclaimer about water fasting, if you're carrying all those low-frequency emotions, forget the water fast. It's not going to help you. But if you get rid of the low-frequency emotions and rise up to the Christ consciousness, activating love frequency, no fear, power. I have an army here. I'm going to activate my microbe army here. then the fast will do miracles. So one more really informative audio on from Dr. Jason Fung. He is considered an expert in this field, so please listen to Dr. Fung for some final tips on why you should stop putting food in your mouth to comfort your emotions and just stop the eating and let your body do what it was created to do, heal, restore, and strengthen you, because you got microbes in there, which is a very powerful
argument. Dr. Fung, it is an incredible pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for doing all the work that you're doing. You've fasted over 5,000 of your patients, and I know that as someone who's been fasting for 25 years, there's a lot of anxiety and fear around it, but I would say it is the number one tool that has helped me with my own health. And I'm wondering if you could just share with us, what are some of the key myths that people have around fasting?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thanks for having me on. You hear a lot about fasting, and one of the big things, especially a few years ago, was people would always be advised not to do it. In fact, we gave people the opposite advice. Oh, don't just eat 3 times a day, eat like 10 times a day. And one of the big myths that always came out of that was that you're going to put your body into starvation mode. And what starvation mode refers to is the fact that if your body starts to shut down, it'll burn less calories. So therefore, if you're trying to lose weight and you're burning like 500 calories less per day, that's going to be a very big hurdle to overcome. And this myth, I'm not even sure where it came from, truthfully, but it's not supported in science at all. So my advantage was that I could go back into the studies of fasting, and they've been done. They're all from the 80s and, you know, 70s. Mm-hmm. They're there. And if you look at the physiology of fasting, it's quite clear that the metabolic rate does not go down, because as your insulin falls, your body increases other hormones such as the sympathetic tone and noradrenaline that actually keep your metabolic rate high. And that's what all the clinical studies have shown, is that during fasting, what's happening is that your body doesn't shut down. What it does is it really switches fuel sources. So instead of burning food for energy, it burns your stored food, which is your body fat. And because there's plenty of it, your metabolic rate stays high. Your body's like, hey, there's plenty of this fat, why don't I just burn it? So that's what it does. And so this whole starvation mode myth was one of the big ones that people use to scare them away from fasting. There are quite a few others as well. One of them, again, is that you're going to be so hungry that you'll have to eat some Krispy Kreme donuts, right? It's like, again, most of us have skipped a meal, and what is clear from the studies is that the hunger really comes as a wave. So you can study the hormone ghrelin, which is a hunger hormone, and when you don't eat, it actually goes high only up to a certain point, and after an hour or two, it actually falls right down to baseline. So practically what it means is that at 12 o'clock, if you skip your lunch, and if you're too busy, you're at work, you're skipping your lunch, at 1 o'clock you're going to be hungry, but by 4 o'clock, your hunger is actually the same whether you ate or you didn't eat. And really, it's because your body has taken those calories that it needed from your stores, which is your body fat. It's like, perfect. You just ate a meal from your own body fat. That's perfect. So your body isn't shutting down. The hunger is not, you know, continually rising. So this is exactly what we need to do, because what we're doing is we're keeping our metabolic rate high. We're correcting the hunger signaling, and that's the way that you'll be able to keep weight off in the long term. And guess what? People have actually been doing it for thousands of years. So we don't have to say, oh, this is some newfangled concoction or something. It's like, no, people have been doing it for thousands of years. If there was a problem with fasting, we would have found out about it, a couple thousand years ago.
Right, absolutely.
And it's like, it's crazy to think that people are like, oh, you have to eat all the time. And it's like, so people could fast all the way up until what, like 1980? And then since then, the human body has changed so much that we are no longer able to fast? It's like, that doesn't even make any sense.
There's another thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is hormones and how fasting impacts hormones. A lot of women feel that they're worried that maybe it will impact the hormones or that they shouldn't be fasting.
Yeah, and this is a very common myth. So if you look at women in fasting, the main hormone that we're affecting is insulin. When you eat, insulin goes up. When you don't eat, insulin goes down. And some of these other hormones that go up in response is sympathetic tone, noradrenaline, and so on, but they're not specific to women. So it's the main difference between men and women hormonally is, you know, testosterone versus estrogen, and that's not really affected by fasting much. So then you can go back and look at the literature again and say, well, you know, does it make a difference? Are overweight women, are they going to have hormonal problems? And again, no. You can look back at human history. You know, you can take things like Lent, which is a period of fasting in the Catholic Church, or Ramadan, and so on. It's like, okay, we've had literally billions of women who fast, okay? are these billion, you know, Muslim women having horrible health problems, or these couple billion Catholic women during Lent or during Yom Kippur who fast, are they having such horrible problems? It's like, wouldn't we have found out about that a couple thousand years ago? It's like, yeah, there's not that much difference between women and men fasting, but it's yet another reason that people try to say, oh, you shouldn't fast. I mean, there are specific reasons. For example, if you're pregnant, maybe not the best idea to do long fast. If you're breastfeeding, if you're underweight, that kind of thing. But those are specific situations, and in general, both women and men fast. I mean, it's not like women during Yom Kippur are sort of exempt because it causes health problems. So we know, we have so much experience, and even clinically, personally, you know, we have at least 50%, probably 60% of our patients are women, and we just don't see any problems. So from a practical standpoint, there's actually no reason that women couldn't derive as much benefit. And the advantage is that if you do have a problem, you can stop. Like, it's completely in your control. So if you're having a lot of problems, stop, wait, try and figure out what's going wrong, or do something else. Like, it's always an option, and it's always good to give people options, because you don't have to do it, but you can.
All right. That was Dr. Jason Fung. You can go to YouTube University and find out more about him. I want to mention hormones before we go to the break. I'm going to try and be on time this time for my last break. Hormones. We all have, the men and women have hormones. And I was talking to a young lady yesterday about how she was in menopause, and she's having hot flashes, and she's sweating, all the symptoms that women go through when they go through menopause. Men have similar symptoms too, as they change their hormonal structure in their body as they get older. Now, this is what came to me as I was talking to her, and I shared this with her, that when you get to be menopause age in your 50s, many women start in their 50s. My experience in the health food business for 10 years, I had 10 years to talk to women about menopause. They run in the health food store, help me, I'm having hot flashes, I can't sleep. Oh my goodness, blah, 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 blah. And I'm suggesting fasting is one of the ways that women can overcome their menopause symptoms. Why? Because if you are a meat eater, for instance, and you are eating out all the time and you're eating fast food meat, you're getting the hormones of those animals. And especially if you're not consciously eating meat like grass-fed cow meat or grass-fed lamb, and they're putting commercial meats, commercial animals have lots of hormones and antibiotics in their tissue, because that's how big farms produce animals for your consumption. They have to give them lots of, in fact, antibiotics are used more on animals than in humans. So that when you, if you're not consciously reading the labels as a meat eater and figuring out what's in this animal, a lot of packages now will say no hormones used, no antibiotics used. That's a more conscious meat product. But if you've been eating animals and eating meat outside of your home, and you have received lots of hormones and antibiotics from other creatures. So I was talking to this woman about menopause. I said, one of the things you need to do is fast and take red clover, things like red clover and burdock, which clean your blood. Red Clover is a really powerful blood cleaner. I suggested that product to so many customers in the health food business, and they would come back and they were symptom-free from the sweating to the hot flashes and all that. Because what Red Clover does is clean out all the trash that's been sitting in your blood and your colon. And then fasting, if you're watching your emotions, will be very effective as well, because the antibiotics from that animal and the hormones will be cleaned out, and your hormones will start acting normally. Hormones are messengers in the body. How do the messengers move? How do they know what to do? They get signals from the brain up here. This is the computer center up here, the brain. That's why taking on a consciousness of Christ, Jesus, Yahshua, is so important these days. I can't emphasize that enough. I've been hearing that all week. Holy Spirit's like, be Jesus, be Jesus, be Yeshua, be Yeshua. It's like, okay, I got it. So I'm sharing with you what nature has given me this week, is to be, not just wear the cross. That's over with. It's a nice piece of jewelry. Okay, wear the cross. Wear the cross, wear the crucifix, nice piece of jewelry. But you got to transform and translate and become that little man on the cross, because that man represents higher frequency. That is what will help you overcome any injections you've received. No judgment anymore about people deciding to put chemicals in their body. Done. You did it. Now, how do you prepare for any consequences for that action? Higher frequency, Christ consciousness, fasting, overcoming. I have to take a break. We have a caller, but I have to take my last break. When we come back, I'll take 407-797. Hold on. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel?
Yes.
Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe, while you enjoy the journey.
Yes.
Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
All right, we're here with your Christ Consciousness Health News, and we're not going to play this Antichrist health game anymore. That's the news of today. We're not going to play this game anymore. We're going to rise above it and be the anointed one, the anointed Christ that we were meant to be, because these are the times that are going to test everybody like you've never been tested. Most people are saying we've never been through anything like this in our lifetime. So we need to be Christ. We need to be consciousness. And we need to activate all those things in our body. You know, the reality of this whole corona adventure, this whole pandemic, is that we have trillions of microbes inside of us, on our skin, in our ecosystem. So when the news says there's a new virus out there, a new variant about, you say, oh, there's a virus in the house, there's a virus in the house, and you get to work fasting, you do whatever you do, as long as you have any symptoms, oregano oil. I even had a friend tell me gargling with whiskey gets rid of any viruses in your throat. So get the whiskey bottle, whatever you need to do. Don't drink it, just gargle. So here we go with a caller, 407-797. Your mic is open. Welcome. Who's calling?
May this call be imbued with the blessings of the Most High, and may she give us her continued protection, grace, guidance, and peace, and may she give me the wisdom to speak her thoughts. Good morning.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Jonathan Blount, I believe, is called on the phone.
Well, you know, when everybody else says amen, I say a woman, because I believe that the greatest example of God's incarnation into human form is that of a black mother. And I think a black mother is the onomatopoetic incarnation of God. And I'll tell you something. I think the greatest miracle worker in history that identifies and personifies that is that great black mother who came to the dinner table that day with the chitlins and said, dinner is served. That's God in a miracle form right there.
And sometimes dinner is just a glass of water, right, Jonathan?
Well, you know, let me tell you, you know, you and I have talked about this, and I want to say to your esteemed audience this morning that, you know, some of you may know that, you know, while trying to purchase all of the vacant properties that the city of Orlando owns, which are 53 in number, and the majority of them are vacant, blighted, vacant properties that are in the black neighborhood, that they have intentionally not had any code enforcement. They have intentionally not given any support to. They have intentionally disinvested in, so that the basic white developers can come and swoop it up for a little of nothing and then develop a new McDonald's and Starbucks and great apartment buildings and make billions of dollars for the rest of their lives. We have put together a consortium, the Urban Land Redevelopment Consortium, that has put together the money to buy all of these properties, and we have the capability, through your inspiration, to plant the micro tiny homes on them in clusters of 10 and 20, and we can house all of the homeless people in Orlando and most of the affordably housing challenge within 3 years and do 1,000 of them, because we aligned with the Opportunity Zone funds that Donald Trump put into place so that he could try to get reelected. Align with the Republicans who have $100 million to invest in this, and they're committed to this cause. And some of you know that while I was doing the reconnaissance on some of those lots, I was attacked by 5 pit bulls who knocked me to the ground with such force that it essentially broke and fractured my lumbar 2 vertebrae with a compressed fracture, and that has had me immobilized essentially for the past 5 weeks. And thanks to the glory of the Christ consciousness, and I will say this till the day I die, because when 5 pit bulls surround you growling and they bite through your front bicycle rim and wouldn't release it, and another one knocks you to the ground and you are immobilized, usually they go in for the kill. And I said this on the ground, helpless. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, I don't want to die like this. And suddenly, like the lion in Daniel's den, the pit bulls just became docile and just kind of wandered away. And nobody can explain what happened, but I can explain what happened because I was calling on that universal Christ consciousness that you're talking about. And when you connect to that, it still is the greatest force on earth. It's still the only force that has been able to still the waters. It's still the only force that has been to calm the raging sea. It's still the only force that has raised the dead. It's still the only force.
All right. Preach, brother. Preach, brother. All right. Thank you, John. And it forced, and I like to say, it forced you into a fast of sorts because you have probably been eating less, drinking less, and all of that. And your body is stronger, getting stronger as you heal. Is that not correct? Your body is getting stronger as you heal, and you're eating, probably eating less.
More importantly than my body, my mind is stronger. My consciousness is stronger. I am more tuned in to the voice of the universe. And you and I have talked about this. You know, people used to wear these nice little armbands that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? That before you do any action or any reaction, you should repeat to yourself, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? Well, you and I agree that maybe we should up-level and upcycle that concept to DWJD, do what Jesus did. Because Jesus, Yeshua, because you and I both know that there were no J's in the language, so his name couldn't have been Jesus, but nonetheless, the power is so strong that even if you call it by the wrong name, it still answers. But so we should be doing DWJD, do what Jesus did, because the whole point of the Christ was to give an example of how we should live, an example of what we should do. That's what the Beatitudes are all about. It's all about following the way of Christ. Not Christ never asked to be worshipped. Christ didn't have no churches. Christ didn't take up no collections. All Christ did was say, listen, do as I do. Follow my example, and that will lead you, to the way of God, because you also have to always remember this. Those of you who are still twisted in the miasma of differentiation of your subconsciousness that has been implanted and imparted since you were baptized as a baby in this whole errant ideology of this so-called Christ worship and eating his flesh and drinking his blood, it's all madness. Let me tell you something. If Christ was God, who was he praying to and why? Okay?
Okay.
Can somebody answer that for the green?
That was a great question, and I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for bringing in that wisdom, and I hope to see you someday soon. We're going to go to our next caller. Who was he praying to? Good question. Let me go to 312-671. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Well, in Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum, Grand Rising. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois, and I thank you for uplifting Yahshua, who most know as Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings and God of Gods.
Yes.
I thank you, Dr. V, for being, information, communication, coordination, and cooperation in terms of helping to develop the most important person it is living. And also, I wanted to reflect on one of my dear friends, which he is in need of prayer and his family, and that's Maurice Perkins in Chicago. His wife made her transition. She slipped on a bathtub in Jamaica, and she bled to death. And her funeral service is going to be tomorrow at Progressive Community Church here in Chicago at 56 East 48th Street. That's right at 48th and Wabash. And it's going to be from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Whoa, what a way to go. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
she was on vacation with family.
How old was this woman?
Oh, I'm not certain as to the exact age, but she was an elder. In other words, she had to be at least 60 plus because she had grandchildren.
Well, we thank you. We pray. We send out lots of love and comfort to that family because some people don't know how to handle departure from the vessel of the soul. And I'm at a place now where I applaud people whose soul leaves the vessel. It's a reward. It's reward time. And who wants to stay on this planet with all this BS going on and all this drama and trauma? Many people need to leave their bodies. I know this may sound cruel and unkind, but some people are going to be leaving their bodies in big numbers because we're in that season where people don't know how to handle the vessel anymore with love and kindness and power. And that's why we're talking about raising your frequency, because the energy of fear is huge right now. The energy of deception is huge. That's what I call the Antichrist health game. There's a game called chess. You ought to learn how to play it because that's really what we're all playing in the game. And there are a lot of pawns right now because if you don't want to be king of your vessel or queen of your vessel, guess what? You're going to be a pawn in this game that's being played on the human population. So we're here to strengthen everyone today, encourage you, inspire you to put on your crown. We've had a discussion on Facebook about these sleeping caps that women are wearing in the airports. Women are walking around in pajamas. Thank you, Minister Plump, for that announcement. And we do send lots of love to that family. And we're sending lots of love to Mama AZ, who's had her surgery, and she's on the next chapter of her journey of exploring the human body's ability to heal, recover, and heal again on a new level. And that's what this whole journey is about. When your vessel is the soul vehicle, the soul's vehicle, we're all on this journey to learn how to manage the energy in this electrical, biological computer that we're managing every day on Earth, our eyes, our ears, all of these things. And when it's time for the vessel to go to the Earth, and when it's time for the soul to leave this vessel, it really is a time for celebration and reward time. They're going to get their reward. This is why so many people last year could not handle this journey. This is a tough journey right now, full of deception and lies and fear-mongering and energy to reduce your frequency. So I want to just empower you also, if you're going to fast, you've got to have your breath work in action too. This is what's going to enhance your fast, improve the whole workings of your fast. Is when you use the breath. Using the breath is key. And I want to just bring this in as a final thought as you consider raising your consciousness and reminding you also about the cold shower. Some of us have not been taking the challenge. Cold showers are part of your fast. It's like giving up that heat, that hot water, comfort, giving up the food, comfort food, and even the organic smoothies and all the green smoothies, and giving up that comfort food and going to the cold shower and breathing and cold shower. So here's just a reminder of why you need to add the cold shower in your fasting routine.
Today we're going to talk about the 7 benefits of taking a cold shower. This is really about something called cryotherapy, cold therapy. Now, with cryotherapy, you're put into a cryo chamber for just a very small amount of time because it's very, very cold, 2, maybe 3, maybe up to 5 minutes. And this concept is really based on this word, hormesis, okay? Hormesis, what is that? That is a situation where you're adding a low dose stress or a moderate amount of stress to create a beneficial effect. there's a lot of things that can create this effect. This is called hormetic effect. But it's really a survival mechanism that's been around for eons. I mean, if you think about in the past with human bodies, the combination of how many times that our bodies have starved and been in the cold, so you're freezing and starving, and what the body will do over time to adapt, it's really built within our genes. So just by taking a 20-minute cold shower, it can increase norepinephrine by 200 to 300%. And when you increase this neurotransmitter, which is made by your adrenal glands and other parts of your body, you can really drop inflammation. You can increase your antioxidant networks, including glutathione. So your ability to detox, protect against DNA damage is improved. Also, your mitochondria increase as far as the numbers of mitochondria. You can generate more energy, which is fascinating. So taking a cold shower over a period of time can actually boost your energy. Also, your T cells increase. These are the cells that help you prevent against infection, against viruses, and even bacteria. Now, you would think by going into the cold, you would get sick, but you're only going in the cold for a certain period of time. When you do a cold shower, I always recommend start off with maybe 30 seconds or a minute and gradually increase it over time, and then maybe turn it on to a hot shower and alternate, just because pain tends to be very painful, so you want to gradually ease into it. But here's some of the benefits of a cold shower. It decreases muscle pain. And anytime you have an acute injury, you want to use cold and not heat. That's just a side note. You also get decreased joint pain, joint inflammation, especially with rheumatoid arthritis. You'll speed up recovery from either a workout or you had an actual injury from sports. It decreases inflammation in general, increases your cognitive function, your overall mood. There's been some interesting studies on depression and anxiety. And also, it can even increase your metabolism. Now, I know the last way people want to lose weight is by taking cold showers, but it can boost your metabolism a little bit. But of course, you want to be on keto and intermittent fasting to really do it correctly. Anyway, these are the benefits. And comment below if you have ever used cold as a...
Okay, so the cold shower challenge continues. Let's get in there. Even if you can't take a shower, what you can do is every morning, go to your sink, run the cold water, put a towel on that, put that towel in the cold water, and then just wipe your whole body with that cold towel. That's a less painful way to get that cold, invigorating, sparkling frequency or energy going in your body. And I want to leave you with some scriptures from the BIBLE, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. For these times that we're in and why we're promoting fasting and being Christ-like and enhancing this consciousness of the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus Christ was not his name. That was Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one. That's who he was, the anointed one. So all those stories about the anointed one are meant to bring us to the understanding, as Mr. Blount expressed, and as even Minister Plump expressed about death, the soul leaving the body. That's all about being conscious of who we are. That soul is going to leave everybody eventually, so let's get used to it, because we're going to see a lot of it this year. I'm just warning you. The Spirit's been telling me you're going to see a lot of people leaving their vessels. But in the book of Revelation, just to put a summary on what we've been going through this last year and how we need, why we need to raise our frequency and consciousness. The book of Revelation is like a prophetic book for many pastors, preach about it, teach about it. But I have memorized the scripture because it became so relevant. Revelation 18:23 says, by your sorceries were all nations deceived. By your sorceries were all the nations deceived. This last year, we've had all the nations come into big time deception. And what are sorceries? That's the key word in that scripture that I started digging into the Strong's Concordance, studying it. What is sorcery? What do you mean sorceries? Well, if you go to the Strong's Concordance, even in the Greek, right away, sorceries, Pharmacia. Whoa, Pharmacia. What's Pharmacia? Well, we all know it's pharmaceuticals. Big pharmaceuticals. Mafia, medical mafia in modern day terms. Medical mafia. Pushing their drugs, pushing their formula, sorceries. And then if you look deeper into sorceries, the Strong's takes you to 5331, Pharmacia, medicated drugs and magic, sorcery, magic sorcery. Then you go on and you keep digging and digging, and it's witchcraft. Oh, my goodness, witchcraft is here. Galatians 5:20, idolatry, hatred, quarrels, jealousy, strife, selfish ambition. Witchcraft is there, all in the scriptures. So we are at a place now, some of us need to repent. Yeah, that's a word in Christian terminology, religious terminology. If you have been deceived by pharmacia, I don't care if you're on a five or six drugs and you're taking pills every day. Even these days, vitamins, if you're taking a bunch of pills, that's almost idolatry. So we need to just be real with ourselves in this body and become mindful of what Christ, W-W-Y-D, what would Yeshua do? What would Jesus do? Let's do as Yeshua would do. Go to the mountains. Go in nature. Stop eating. Drink lots of water. Get rid of all the idolatrous pills and medicines and stop promoting pharmacia, which is sorcery and witchcraft. Woo, hallelujah. That's where we are in this very, very exciting adventure. We put a positive note on it. This is a wonderful, wonderful adventure for us to become Christ-like, for us to become anointed with wisdom and truth and power. And remember, Mama AZ, if you're in the house, Mama AZ in the house, Mama AZ is on a new journey, new chapter, where she's going to have to massage that vagus nerve every day. And this is all of us. Massage the major pathway to the gut. The vagus nerve goes right to the gut where all there's trillions of microbes, even viruses and bacteria that are our army to activate them whenever we feel like the energy is too overwhelming, too suffocating. We go to our vagus nerve, activate the vagus nerve, massage, and then bring the pineal gland into it and all the energy in the brain and activate, send a message to the gut down there, downstairs in the basement, in the gut, to activate that army of microbes. That's what they're there for. The Creator did not put trillions of microbes in our body, on our skin, everywhere, to just be beauty and comfort and all that. They have a divine purpose. Your microbes, your microbiome have a divine purpose to protect you, to help you balance, to help you be Christ-like, to help you be high frequency. And so let us
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
No more mental slavery.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Love is the key, though.
To our family in China,
thank you now.
India, Zanyaba, Japan,
Arigato,
Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyeong, France, Merci,
Spain, beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy. Grazie.
Grazie.
Egypt. Shukran.
Shukran.
Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe.
Eshe.
South Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Senegal. Geret.
Geret.
Kenya. Asante.
Asante.
Israel. Toda.
Toda.
Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.